Leon Simon Samach Aleph Sif Vov. Now this Sif Samach Aleph Sif Vov. This Sif is very misunderstood by many of us, so we'd like to learn the Sif properly. So this the Mechaber says as follows: Tzorich laharich v'ches shel echod. When one says the ches of echod. Kdei sheyamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim u'ba'oretz. Yamamlich Rabbeinu Yisrael mezayochid b'shamayim u'ba'oretz. Shelozer roimeis achatoitrois shebe'emsa gag aches. That means, Ksav Ashuri, b'ches is really two zaynin. And there's like an upside down V that connects the gag of the two zayinim. That's called the chatoit reis. So we have like a crown over the two zayinim, and it connects to the two zayinim. So that is a remez that Rabbeinu Shlom is yochid b'shamayim u'ba'oretz. We'll come back a little to this soon. So kaponim, so the ches is meramis on shamayim va'oretz. Oimid berumoy shel shamayim. That's the ches. Tzorich laharich beches. V'yarich bedalet. Now the dalet of the ches, one should be marich, v'yarich bedalet shel echod. Shio, sheyachsha, if one should think, shakadish bohu, yochid bo'ilomoy, that's lucher, but the aleph is yochid bo'ilomoy, u'moyshu ba'arba luchais ho'ilom. He's moyshu ba'arba luchais ho'ilom. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah, and let us try to elaborate. Laharich b'ches, Kosel Amogin Avron B'Shem Aligdol Oiz Sheyarech Beches Kishir Shlish. A third of the Machshove should be Beches U'Bedalet Kishir Shnei Shlishim, and two-thirds should be by the Dalet V'Yeshoymim Shleyarech Beches Klal L'Kichavon HaKel B'Dalet. One should be mechaven by the Dalet, b'chein kosov ha'kloa b'biyure. So let us try to understand al kaponim, the second shot, that one should be marich, one should be marich b'ches, he should be marich b'dalet. Now, I'd just like to say the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and then we'll say the lotion of the Isha Lavrom, then the Dirshu brings down Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but let's go back to the previous Paiskip. Masha Omru Laharich Bedalet Shel Echot. We have a Machaber that one should be Marich, he should say it long, the Dalet of Echot. Lay Omru Laharich Velimshech Bekriyas Adalet. It does not mean that one should say the Dalet, he should be Moshech, the Kriyas Adalet. Shrei Kol Ois Shebesayf Atevo Hinech Tefes Legamri. That means an Ois at the end of the word, it will say Echodeh. That's not the word. Echod. You're finished. That means it's nechtefes legamri. You just say the dalet and finish. You can't make it longer than it is. Elo. So what does it mean? You should be marich bedalet. Elo yarich b'machshavtoi. It means that he says the dalet normally echad. But with his machshave, he should think that means when he says the Dalet, he starts thinking, but he doesn't, he just started, but he said, and then he starts thinking further these machshavos. Vachareo, and he thinks afterwards, b'terem sheyaschil baruch shem kevod. So al kaponim, the first one we see from the Zabach also, we'll see, the first one we see from the previous achronim is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. You don't say the Dalet longer than you pronounce a normal Dalet, that's the Seif Tev, you say Echad. The Marich, we're speaking B'machshove. But B'dibur, he says it a normal Echad. The Eishel Avram, the B'chacherov, says, the oisius of echad should be poshut b'li shum shinui kodahu. You should not say the echad any different than you say every echad. The echad is said normally. But he says one thing, perhaps, which is shemeshech shel neshime levad he Hamlocha LaHashem Yisboch Meshmayim Ba'otz Baruch HaYisraela. That means when he says the Echad, so still before making a new neshime, that means he's still in the old breath. So when he said Echad, he should be thinking these machshavos. It should be still in the same neshime, and that's how long it should take. And the Bach also says this, B'tzorich Laharich B'dalit Perish. Shekshayadgish b'dalot, when he says the dal yarech b'neshimes aruach shemaitzim mipi shir sheyach shem b'libe. That means it's the same breath, and he should be thinking these machshavos. So that's from the previous poskim, and the dirshu brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach and from the disciple. The way we say a dalit, it's impossible to think to be married by the dalit. So you should be mechavin after you finish saying the dalit. And he brings from the stipler also the same thing. The main machshav is empty, says the echad. Shemshel lachavin akur beis amir es echad, the gami yemshel laharich. So Mamele, one should start thinking when he says the word, but the machshav should be nimshach afterwards. That is the laharich means laharich bekavona bo'is in the shim, he should think these things. Now, so this is a machshava that one should think, and it's impossible to think when he's saying the word, since he's saying the word normally. That means that if a person is marich in the pronunciation of echot, he's only mekalko. That means he says, Echot. You know what he did? So he said, the sheriff said, but he says, he put an aleph in there. Echot. So there's no aleph there. So it's mekalko the teve. So echot should be said normal. And then we have these kavonas. So we have the kavonah from the ches. The kavonah of the ches is, Peshyam lecha kadosh baruch hu b'shamayim u'ba'aretz. Yeah, you mean just, yeah, definitely. You start when you're saying the word, you start having the kavana, but you finish later. That's what they say clearly. The disciple said, Shemachavin be'ike achre goimre echot. Be'ike kavana is afterward. You should start with the echot, but continue afterward. Now, we hear over here a kavona by the ches, the chatoitres. So here we said over here, k'dei sheyamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim b'va'oretz. That is the tzura of the ches. The tzura of the ches is you have two zaynin and a v over it. So sheyamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim b'va'oretz. Now, The Shulchan Aruch Harav explains this a little better. Kedei Shiyamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashamayim U Ba'oretz, that's the Tzur of the Ches. And then there are seven Rikiyim and the Oretz. So that's eight. So the Ches, the Gematria of Ches is eight. Seven Rikiyim. So we Mamlech Shemayim Lezerem is HaChatoitre Shebem Tzagag HaChes. So the Ches means, what is Nichlal in the Echad is as follows. The Rabbeinu Shalom is Yochid Mashemayim of Oretz, and he's Moilech over the seven Rikiyim. Ches is seven plus one, so it's eight. So he's Moilech Bezayin Rikiyim Uba Oretz. So we're including that in the Ches, and the Dalad is a Dalad Ruchei Soila. That is the Kavone that is necessary by when we say the word Echot. This what is Nichlal in the Ches is Shemoylech Mashemayim Vohoritz, and that in including the Shemayim Vohoritz includes the Zayin Rekiyim and the Oretz. So that's the Ches. That's the number Ches, and the Dalet goes on the Dalet Ruch HaYisraelah. Yeah, now let's go a little further. V'layarech Yoyser Mikishir Zed. So what does that mean? Ayin Pri Megodim V'Shem HaPri Chodosh. There he says that it means it is not necessary to think more. That is what a person is mechuyev to. Layarech doesn't mean there's a nisah, it means there's no necessity. This is what one is to think by Echo. V'yesh noyagim, others have a minig, lahatois haroish, that he should put the roish in different positions and different angles, kifi hamachshavet, the way he is thinking. Now, the Ches was Malo Mata, and there was Dalet Ruchais. So others had this minig that while they said this Echot, their Roish was following the Machshava that they were thinking. There was Malo Mata and Dalet Ruchais. Others said such an anhoge. So now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, Hamachshava. So that he, with his head, he's moving his head in the directions that he's thinking. Now, Afal Gav Damrinen Akoirei Eshma, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot L'chof, Lo Yikroitz Beinam, a person should not make different motions while he's learning Krishna. The Hosom Hakritza Veremizu Tzerberacha. There he's in the middle of my Krishna. He wants to wink to someone to show something to someone. So that motion is taking away from his kavona, from a matlana kavona. So therefore, one should not do such a thing. Amulocha Aremizihi Litzerecha kavona. That means he is moving his head to emphasize what he's thinking. That's Lama'ala Lamato, Dalet Ruchais. V'hatoyo tzricho liyos. Now, how should one motion his head? So we have Ma'ala Lamato, and then liyos, the Dalet Ruchais, Mizroch, Tzofoin, Mayrev, Dolin. So let's say when a person is facing Mizrach, Mizrach is this way, so it's Mizrach, his head is towards Mizrach, Tzofein is to his left, and then he says, Mariv, so it goes back, and Dorim to left. So he's going from Mizrach left, he's making a circle going left. That's what he is saying. Matoya tzrichalis mizrach tzofin mayrev dorim. So he's going around, going to the left. V'layate ha'roish mizrach Mizrach Meirev, Tzofen Dorim, then he's making a cross, and that also she should make a circle. The circle is, it seems, he's going, he's facing Mizrach, and he goes left. Fine. Sif Zayim. Yadgish b'dalet shloiteker. She should make sure that the dalet should be a dalet. It shouldn't sound like a reish. Would be chas v'sholom acher. Yadgish yoyse midayse mishnebuch tzivkot mechafal. We should not say echod shenirki la dalet nekude b'shmo oy b'tzeire. L'kavon ishiyat imeno b'afe yofi. Should say it properly. It should be a dalet. Now, if he's marich ba'alef, so then it could sound like ichod. He's not one, or echod. So that's why he shouldn't be marich ba'alef. Also, loymer siftes. Also, loymer shma shtei po'omim. One is not permitted to say the posuk Shema Shtei Pomim, and there's two ways that it's also, one can say it, and both ways are also. Bein shekoyful hateves, that he repeats every word twice, Shema Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, he says everything twice. Bein shekoyfel apostle Krishna, he says, Shema Yisrael Shem Alkeinu Shem Echot, Shema Yisrael Shem Alkeinu Shem Echot. Both of these oifanim are also. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shema Shtei Po'omim. Now, what is the problem by repeating Shema? Bishom denire kilu mekabel olav shtei reshuya ischas v'shom. Why is he repeating Shema Yisrael two times? He said it once. So it seems there's two adonim, there's two rulers over him. He says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem Yisrael, that's for one. And then the other one says, Nachamu Shema Yisrael. So that, it gives an impression that there are two rishuyos. Fine. So therefore, one shouldn't say it. It gives an interpretation that the two rishuyos. Ve'im lo ikivein me'ikore. What if he wasn't mechaven? It is a kavona he has to think. Echod. He didn't think. So now he wasn't yoytze the mitzvah. You have to think what you're saying. He didn't think what he's saying. But he has a problem. He can't say it two times. Is yachzer ve'ikro belachash. So he should repeat it again. But people should not think that he's saying it and people shouldn't hear it, because repeating it twice gives an impression that he's saying it for two rishuyos. V'imlekha shaymim, but what if no one's around? He's in V'imlekha shaymim, afilu b'kel romuta. That means the reason why he's saying it because he wasn't mechavan the first time. So if there are people around him, it leaves an impression that the reason he's saying it because there's two rishuyos. So therefore, he should not say it. He should say it quietly. But if no one's around, and the reason he's repeating it because he wasn't mechaven the first time, so then he can say it even loud. Avolim kivein meikore. That's if he has a legitimate reason. If he has a legitimate reason to repeat it, so he's allowed to repeat it. If someone's around, he says it quietly. If someone's not around, but the repetition alone, he has a legitimate reason why he's saying it. He's allowed to say it. But then no one should hear him. And b'yochid, he can say it out loud, because he has a legitimate reason to say it. Avol im kivein meikor, but what if he was mechavan the first time? Then it's all, if you have no legitimate reason to repeat it, it's mechavan afil belachas also. So the Mishnah Halacha says amur dika halacha. What if he has a legitimate reason? The halacha is Shema Yisrael. You have to be a shmi la ozno. You have to hear what you say. We didn't hear what you're saying, but the Abbot, you were Yaitse. The Chathila, you weren't Yaitse. So, from the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem you're not allowed to say it again. If Be'ikah, then you were Yaitse already, you want to be Yaitse, Lechathila, no. You're not allowed to say it two times. The only heter you have to say it two times, he says, it wasn't Mechavans, it wasn't Yaitse. So what should he do? So then he is permitted to say it two times, either low or loud, that's totally where he finds himself. Avol im kimim ekofel malacha shosa. Ubeslichais. Now, we don't have this minig, but there was a minig, beslichais muta loimer shma b'chol pam shoyma v'yavim. It seems there was such a minig by the slichas. They said v'yavim, they said shleishas amidus, and they said also shma Yisrael. So they said, by each time they said shleishas amidus, they said shma Yisrael also. So they said five times shma Yisrael in slichas. So he says, that's muta, the kimin shemavsik harbe bintai, and that's not called I'm saying shma together. I say a lot of other things in between. So if you say other things in between, there's no problem. My mechzik is tei zeshuyis. Vayim betas v'simit samakimu, shekosav gamke dim mamtin eises man bein akri rishoyin l'shni yeshori. That if there's a span of time between one and the other, so it's muto, then mishaskin oisam ken kher beispomim rutsufim one after the other, to lo gune nami lehabe. Fine. We're going to come back to this halacha soon. Further. So now we said the issur to repeat Shema is in two cases. Bein shekoyfel, he says the posuk over twice. Ube diyavet, bekvelas haposuk yosa. He said over twice, he was yosa, but the first time. Bekvelas ha-tevis, tzorchim, and bebir Allah. Chof dalid, bein shekoyfel haposuk rishin, issur bebeis yosef, the Beposik Rishin Vahova Ein Chshash. So the Beis Yosef says the whole problem is the first Posik, because it's near that that's Tika Kabbalah Seol Malcha Shamayim, and when he says it twice, it seems it's two Rishuyes. In Miloshen Harif L'chayre L'aymash Mekein, because the Rif says, Aval HaKayre Posik Mikri Yeshma V'Koyfle Hereza Megune. So it seems any possible. Ayin shom. V'ayin b'mogin giboirim shegam amirim achma b'zeh. So one should not be koyful any posik two times. Acha mitose b'vadein lahachma b'zeh. Bakrish ma'am amite, there's no such problem. And now we'll see if you and them will perhaps get a little clearer with this in of kriyish ma'ashal amite. When a person is kai krishma al mitos, muta likrois kol ha-parsha, I'm allowed to say the first parsha, v'lachzer v'likroiso, and I'm allowed to repeat the first parsha. We'll see this. He's saying two chedushim over here. So I'm repeating the first parsha two times. And what's the reason for the repetition? Because there's an Indian that a person should fall asleep mitoich divrei Torah. So Mamela, if he's not falling asleep yet, so if he repeats the Krishma, the first parsha, one time, two times, three times, so he'll be assured that he'll be assured that he's falling asleep mitoich divrei Torah. Got a maimer hamuzka. I heard a maise, a pelodic maise. Rab Chaim Oizer was godol ader bezmanai. He wrote the Sefer Achiezer. Sefer Achiezer is more like a Sefer Chiddushi Torah that he wrote. So someone approached him. They asked him. He was a very busy person. He was Meiridik and Gemilas Chassodim. They took care of the whole Vilna, the Almonas, and the Yisayim, and the Aniyim. and he was a die, and he was a love, and he had mamish, everything on his head. It was murdered. A gavuch, we're speaking about Rab Chaim Moiser, who was a yid in Monsi, Rab Bagli, Zechayna Levroch, he lived on Albert Drive. So he once told me, he once wrote a shtek Torah to Rab Chaim Moiser, he sent it to him. He met Rab Chaim Moiser in the street, the Rav, see my shtek Torah. He says, come to my house and I'll read it. I'll see you. Fine. He comes to his house. He says, come to my house and tell it to me. Fine. So he comes to the house, Rab Chaim Moiser takes out a paper and starts writing a tshuva to someone. So he was quiet. He told him he should come to the house to tell it to him. So he was quiet. He said, no, no, you should tell me. So he said Rab Chaim Moiser was writing a tshuva and he was telling over the shtik teich and he felt like a fool. He's writing a tshuva to someone. After he finished writing the tshuva, he slugged up a shtik teich. After he finished writing the tshuva, Rab Bagli was telling him his shtik teire, and he was writing a tshuva l'alocha to someone about something different in Gansan. Rab Bagli told me he felt like a fool. Like he's writing the tshuva and he's talking to him. That could also be. They also say that. So, but Al Kaponim, but after he finished telling some, Rab Chaim Moiser looked up. That was Rab Chaim Moiser. So but this was a whole day. He was busy a whole day. So someone asked him, so when did you have time to say he said the fourth Seder. He said when was the fourth Seder? So he said, after I lay in Krishna till I fell asleep. So that was his fourth Seder. That's when he figured out the Sefer Achiyesa. So, I mean, if we have problems falling asleep, so we have this Eitzah, he had a different Eitzah. It's wow, it's Mamish Meirali. Okay, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah? He's to learn, I don't finish the Umbish, but he's learned Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, now, which Krishma are you speaking about? Krishma Alamita? Krishma Alamita. Yeah. No, we're not talking about Kavona now. They should be fall asleep. It's a Shmira. The Krishma is a Shmira before you fall asleep. It's a Shmira, yeah. It's also also, but here it's, we'll see, here you say Shema twice together with the Parsha. Yeah, and then you say that you're allowed to, with the Parsha and Krishma Shalmi. Listen, that's the one to see the Mishnah Berurah over here. So Al-Mita say, so what did the Machaber say? The Machaber says, Shekere Krishma Al-Mita say, Muta Likrois Kol Aparsha. He was not that you say the whole parsha. Melachza v'likroisa kol haparsha. You say again kol haparsha. V'yesh misha oimer shegam b'zeh yishuzo miloimer posik rishon. I'm telling you, say the whole parsha two times, three times, but don't say the posik rishon two times. Just say the whole parsha. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mashme davke. Now this heter to say the whole parsha. The Mechaber said, when can you do this? By Krishma Alamita. Mashma Dabka Almitosoi, Kedei Lishtakeye B'Sheine, Mitoi Krishma Mishum Shmire, then you're allowed to say the whole parsha two times. Avol B'mokeim Acher, but I'm not by Krishma Shalamita. I want to say over again, I said, the first parasha of Krishma, I am a Sofik that was a Shmilos, not a Shmilos. I'll say again over the whole parasha. It would seem that's also. Only by Krishma Shalamita they were matter. Aval b'mokim acher also likreis apil a parasha kula beis pomi. Number one. So the heter to repeat the Shema with the whole parasha is only by Krishma Shalamita. Number one. Number two, Valmitose Gam Kane a Mutam Ken Kurya Parsha. And Almitose, the only yet is you say you can repeat the whole parsha 10 times. Valoy Posa Krishan Lavat. To say that only the first posa Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, that's awesome. Venira Lig the Khose Davkim Kurya Parsha Shema Lavado. Avon Koyri Gamkin Shara Parshish Echshash Padova. So, my Chavrusa wanted to say Pshat as follows. That means there's a heter to say the whole Parsha 10 times. To say the Posik, you're not allowed to. So, let's say I said the whole Parsha, Mishalecha. Now I just want to say Shema Yisrael. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to say the whole Parsha. So he says, but what if I said all 3 parshiyas? So now I'll say Shema Yisrael alone. So since there's a big time span between the Shema Yisrael and the end of the 3rd parsha, so then you're allowed to say Shema Yisrael alone. That's he wants to say Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. That means just like we heard before by Slichas, people used to say after the Yud Gimel Midas Shema Yisrael. So and then after the 2nd Yud Gimel Midas said again Shema Yisrael. So the Mishnah brought down that is not problematic because there's a big time span between the first Shema Yisrael, the 2nd Shema Yisrael. So this is l'chayr what the Mishnah Berurah means here. That if he said all 3 parshiyos, and then you say Shema Yisrael alone, it's not kepelech, because that's what he means to say. What are you talking about? Oh, gebaldik. That's gebaldik. No problem whatsoever. It's only the speaking. That's the problem. Let us see Sif Yodalef. Ha'aymrim ba'ashmoyres b'slichis uviyem ha'kipurim b'tfilas nila shtei pomim posik Shema Yisrael. Now, we don't have this minig, but today we have by nila, we say one Shema Yisrael, that we say 3 times Baruch Shem Kavod, Mishem Ulekim. So al-kaponim, so the Machabah said, others had a minig, that by Slichis and Yom Kippur, by Nila, they said twice Shema Yisrael. So the Machabo says, Yesh lo lamdom shalo yemeru, they shouldn't say it. That's Shema Shema, not to say Shema twice. Shalo yemeru, v'abach kosev deim levato laminik b'mokim shenogu kein, chen kosev yi lo rabbe, av lovu shva lechem chamudis mogen avrom oisrim, dibrego mash megam kein she oisem. Agavucha, the div she brings down a moiridike ha'ore. You're not allowed to say this pasuk 2 times. So what happens when you're saying shnei mikra ve'echo targum? So you say twice, Shema Yisrael. So what happens over there? So he says there, since all the other psukim I also said 2 times, so that when I said this pasuk, you don't derive from this, oh, why say 2 times, shnei reshuyis? From the previous psukim, you see already that I'm repeating each pasuk, so then that's where it's permitted. Sif Yud Beis, Hashem Hu Elokim Sha'im Rem Oisei B'Yom Kippur B'Tfilas Nila Sheva Pomim. This we say 7 times. Minik Koshuru. Hago Yeshem Yeshuzor Shloilan Esal Shum Baruch Shtei Pomim Omim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Minik Koshuru. Shemeshabchim laboiri yisborach, shedor lemailo mishivo rikiyim, Hashem ulekim, I say 7 times, it means the Rabbeinu Shalom is higher over the Zion rikiyim, and that's my intent to say it 7 times. That's one inyan. Gamatzinu bekro beispornim Hashem ulekim kabiliyo. They said Hashem ulekim. Uma sha'imrim shalish pomim bo shen kabayin malchus leilam vod b'yom kippurim. Gam kemuta lechoshev l'shtei reshuyis el b'posuk shema. Sh'ika kabolos el malchus shamayim. וכיוון שקיבל עולם אל מלכות שמיים, פמחס נפשש באמירות בור שם כבוד, מלכות שלו אל עבוד, יש לי מפעם אחות. That means, בור שם כבוד is a continuation from Shema. So if he only said Shema once, I said after Hashem once, so this is going, the בור שם כבוד is going on the Shema. וכוי הפוסק שמה ישראל, ולתמן דעוסי למיתי. שתי פעמים עומם, so you shouldn't say עומם, the gamza mexik is tere shuyis. It's tere shuyis. V'ayim imbogin avrom shemekul bedovo, avokhoini miskimu lesa. Now, v'im hu oimer omein ve'omein, sorry, if he says omein ve'omein, so then this is permissible, k'dursiv baruch Hashem lo'ilam omein ve'omein. V'ayin b'primagodim shekol sabtov al-chodesh. What's that? The primagodim says achidish. You can say omein, omein twice. The yeshtrei gavni omein. The omein has two meanings. Echad she'ani mamin, I believe this. U'mechazik shekeinu emes. This is true. V'asheni, there's a second translation of omein. Shul perish shel bakoshe. I'm requesting this. Kein yehi rotzayim. Rotzalayna sheyeyomnu advorim v'yimalu mishali saying that this should be niskaya. So there's two. One, I mean, is a request. It should come into reality. And the first, I mean, is I'm saying I believe that when this statement. Vim kein. Bevrocha sheyesh bo shnei inyonim, a brocha that has two chalokim in the brocha. Al derech moshul, Rafainu Hashem v'nei rofe. Rafainu is a request. The Rebbein Shalom should heal us. Roi boruch at Hashem, roi fei choylei is a statement. The Rebbein Shalom is the roi fei of choylei am Yisrael. So the Prima Godem says, Shapa Yeshloima face pomi mami. Then a person can say twice omein, because he's saying an omein on each chelik of the bracha. And the first chelik, Rafa'inu, which is a request for a fuhr, so he says, omein kein yirotzen, Rabbanu Shom Shetake, send a fuhr. And on the second chelik of the bracha, which is a statement, Reifa chelik, the Rabbanu is the Reifa chelik, and the statement he also says, so the Prima Godem says, and such a bracha, one can say twice omein. Let's say he heard someone said appropriate, someone to say a shahaku. Shapi yeshloime beis pom. Mizamulay so shnei dvorim. Ef shedom inecha yal ukan ukan. Bim yema omein va omein odif tvei. This would be preferable.
And the connection.
What's the connection? Oh, yeah, oh, we're not up today. That's tomorrow. Yeah. We'll talk about it tomorrow.